Now, South Africa has been playing Sri Lanka. This is on cricket. And dare I say, Stuart, it's been a beautiful pot of cabbage, carrots, and lovely stew. It's just a mixed masala. I don't know what's left. I don't know what's right. I don't know if we're playing good cricket or Sri Lanka is playing bad cricket. What is happening? Stuart, good morning.
Morning, Abongile. I think it's a case of South Africa playing really good cricket. We've seen some very good bowling by a very inexperienced attack. I think there's a lot of people out there that somehow still look at the South African cricket team and think it's still the team of Graham Smith, Sashi Mamla, AB de Villiers, Dale Steyn, Vernon Philander. And it's not that. This is a very new team. This is a very inexperienced team. And they still learning about each other, and they're still learning how to become a unit. And along the way, they're trying to win cricket matches. And they started the second test very well. Some very good bowling from an inexperienced bowling unit. Andries Norkeer playing just his seventh test match, picking up his second fifer. And Wiaan Mulder, just 22 years old, playing his third test match. He picked up 3 wickets yesterday. So a very good day for the South African bowlers. And then topped off by one of the most experienced players in the side, Dean Elgar, on the cusp of 100, which he'll try and get later this morning.
Having looked at the game, I mean, just alluding to what you were saying, because I'm a South African, and by that nature, I mean, we expect results. We expect a team. If you put a team out there, we understand it's a young team. We understand this is what they're going to, this is, you know, they still have to learn each other. They still have to gel. But at the end of the day, I'm expecting results. And you're saying, hey, hang on a minute. They're still young. They're still learning. The question then becomes, though, to what extent? I mean, do we use this test and these and, or this series as a sort of a measuring sort of ground, and then we say in the next game with the next opponent, that's when we're going to see what they're made of? Or are we well within our rights to say, listen, you are a pro tier?
Look, I mean, you got to start somewhere. There's no point in criticizing people when they are still trying to learn how to do something. And I think in this case, there's been a few years with South Africa really struggling, you know, coming into this test series against Sri Lanka. They'd only won one test match and they lost 9 matches. There's been a real rotation of players, 10 new caps. Luto Sepamla, who made his debut last week in the first test, became the 11th new cap in the last 2 years. So, South Africans will always criticize. That's just the nature of the beast. But there has to be an understanding, I think, from the South African public as well, that this is a new side. They're going to make mistakes. Hopefully they learn from them. They made mistakes in the first test. We saw them learn during that test match and improve as that match went along. They made mistakes again yesterday morning. They learned again and they corrected them. That's the nature of this of the way you build experience.
If you have joined us, you are listening to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk on 702 with me, Wabongile Ntselentsele. I'm standing in for Africa Milani. We're talking about the Proteas, who have enjoyed a strong first day of the second test of their World Test Championship series against Sri Lanka. Now, Sri Lanka chose to bat after winning the toss or rather at their Wanderers. This was yesterday. For more of the highlights of Sunday's match and insights, I am joined, or you are joined, by Stuart Haas, who is a sports reporter for the Independent newspaper. Stuart, one of the things that we've always battled with has always been our betting. Over the past couple of years, we've seen the likes of Ngidi, the likes of Rabada putting up their hands and stepping up and doing what needs to be done. The less said about the likes of our old guard such as Steyn, but we've been lacking on the betting side, but we've seen Themba Bavuma coming in, doing what needs to be done, but also many of the young stars also coming up. Is this what we can expect for the future?
Look, they scored 620 in the last test that they played, which was very important. You know, because you are right in the sense that the batting unit has struggled. I don't think that's Kagiso Rabada or Lungi Ngidi's fault because they're bowlers, but the team needs, and the batting unit in particular, needs some confidence. And they were sort of given that last week. Faf du Plessis made 199, Dean Elgar made 95, Aiden Marker made a 60, Bavuma made 70. So So they're sort of building their own confidence as much as anything else. The seniority in the South African Test side lies in the batting unit. And we've seen in the second test again, Dean Algo, one of the most experienced players in the side, stuck his hand up. He's 92 not out at the end of the first day. He's going to hope to turn that into a test 100 later this morning. But it's a case of building confidence. They haven't had a lot of success recently as a batting unit. And last week at Centurion in the first test was a really good start for that. But they are very much aware that they need to build on that. And they are hoping to continue that over the next couple of days at the Wanderers.
Stuart, we are running out of time, but I do have to ask. I mean, there was some conversation around the leadership, around the captaincy. Personally, I felt it was a bit harsh, but is there conversation there with regards to the captaincy of the test team?
Look, Quinton de Kock has been made a temporary captain basically for the next 8 tests. So we've had one of them already. There's another 7 to go. And while they're doing, and while he's captaining, and it's very much a case of captaincy by committee at the moment. So Themba Bavuma, Faf du Plessis, Rassie van der Dussen, and Dean Elgar all kind of pitching in and helping de Kock as much as they can with the leadership. And then through the next 8 test matches, they're hoping to find some kind of leadership, build a leadership core, and out of that, get a permanent test captain. So that's something to assess. I guess over the next 6 to 7 matches.
I hear you loud and clear, Stuart Hess. Thank you so very much for joining us. Stuart Hess, sports reporter at the Independent Newspaper. Perhaps you are also following the cricket. Would love to hear your thoughts tomorrow. Don't forget, I will be joining you once again for the rest of the week from 4 to 6, standing in for Africa Melan.